Today's daf is daf Nun Dalet. We got to the last 10 lines or so of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're talking about Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether or not you're going to be Kansu Shogeg Atu Mezid. So if they're going to penalize a case of Mezid, will they also penalize a case of Shogeg? So that was Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Is Machlokas Derban Deraisa? Are we more Machmir by Deraisas? Or perhaps we're more Machmir by Derbanans because Asu Chizik LeDivrehem. So we're up to now 10 lines up. Rami, the Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir. B'deraisa. So let's find that there happens to be a stira within Rabbi Meir himself, within the world of deraisa. Rabbi Meir Bav was the one who held that we're not gozer shogeg atu mezid. Deraisa, rather, does not require chizik. They're only mekanes a case of mezid, but not a case of shogeg. But here in this braisa, the Tanya, it says otherwise. Hanotea b'shabbos b'shogeg, a person who plants on Shabbos, accidentally, he doesn't know it's Shabbos, he forgets it's Shabbos, yikayim, he's allowed to keep that tree there. But if he did it b'mezid, yaker, you have to uproot it. Okay, so that's consistent. There is no gzer on the shogeg, that's what he says before. But, u'b'shvius, and we're assuming shvius here is deraisa, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, yaker, whether it's b'mezid, and even if it's done b'shogeg, he has to be yaker, he has to uproot the tree, divrei Rabbi Meir. So we see here, in a case of deraisa, he is gozer, shogeg atu mezid. So just to finish the braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shvius b'shogeg yikayim b'mezid yaker. He thinks the opposite. When it comes to Shemitah, you're allowed to keep the shogeg, you just can't keep the mezid. When it comes to Shabbos, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yaker, you have to uproot it. So we're going to ignore Rabbi Yehuda for now. But within the world of Rabbi Meir, he seems to be inconsistent with what he said earlier about the raisas. You don't go there and shogeg, and here by shvius the raisa says you are go there and shogeg. So Gemara says, wait a second. Before asking about other areas, ulatameich tikshe lecha hagifa. Look, gufa. Look at the very brisa. There's an inconsistency. Michle had deraisa, v'habed deraisa. Shabbos is deraisa. Planting on Shabbos is a deraisa. Planting during Shemitah is a deraisa. So they're both deraisa. One of them, he goes by shvius. He is gozer and shogeg, but by Shabbos he's not gozer and shogeg. So forget other brises. Look at this brisa itself. Maishna Shabbos, maishna shvius. The Gemara explains, Elahasam Kitagatani Taima here, rather there, the reason is that there means this price of Shabbos is different. Because Taima, the Amar Rabbi Meir, Mipneim, the case of Shemitah. Okay, I mean, this price, I'm saying, this price here. So what's the reason in this price here, even though it says there? Because Amar Rabbi Meir, Mipneim, Ma, Ani, Omer, Bishabbos, Bishogig, Yekaim, Bimezid, Yaker, Ubishrias, Bain, Bishogig, Bain, Bimezid, Yaker. Why am I distinguishing between Shabbos and Shemitah? Bipnei she Yisrael monin l'shvius. I'll explain what that means in a second. Ve'ein Yisrael monim, ein monim l'shabbosos. Because when it comes to Shemitah, there's going to be a big problem. What's the problem? So if you look at the last Rashi, in Amud Beis, he says, monim Yisrael l'shvius. A Yisrael's monin shanos netios on l'shvius. He counts all his years of how long the tree, how old the tree is from Shemitah. He has to know when 3 years have passed because he can't get hanah from the tree, and then he has to know the fourth year where he has to take it to Shlaim. And kashiyotzi meiser arlo mechalin osab revius haro amone ashanu lemafrei. He counts backwards. He said, "Oh, this guy is bringing the fruits to the fourth year now. To Shlaim must be the fourth year." Wait a second, 4 years ago, 2001, that was Shemitah. So he must have planted during Shemitah. And he's going to say, oh, it's mutter to plant during Shemitah. So there's going to be a big problem. So that's why we said, even b'shogeg, we have to cut out, remove all Shemitahs. When it comes to Shabbos, people don't count back to Shabbos. You don't know which day, even though you know which year, you can calculate which year was planted. You have no idea which day of the week was planted. So therefore, there's no reason to be yaker if it was planted on Shabbos. There's nothing bad that could come from that. But then the Gemara says on the top of Nindalat Amun Aleph, Dover Acher, alternatively, Nech Shadu Yisrael al Shavis Val Nech Shadu al Shabbosos. Klal Yisrael are choshed on violating Shemitah. We have a number of Gemaras like this. The Gemara, the Kanim in particular, are choshed on Shavis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. But they're not choshed for violating Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, my Dover Acher, why do you need a second reasoning? The first reasoning seemed to be sufficient. So the Gemara explains, Hachi Kamar Vichi Tame, if you're going to say, Shabbos Nami Zimnin de Mikle Yom Shloshim Shabbos. Sometimes a person can also calculate backwards that the tree was planted on Shabbos 30 days beforehand. Why? Dinata hahu yoma hahu desalkalei shasa. Vilo lo salkalei shasa. So unclear, Achron have a hard time to explain this Gemara so clearly, but what's going on is, we know from a number of Gemaras that 30 days is considered a year. In order for you to count the birthday of a tree, it goes by Tu B'Shvat, the birthday of it. So if it's planted 30 days or more beforehand, even though it's not a year old, that's considered the first year. Is that it was planted 20 days before Tu B'Shvat, that does not count as a full year. You need 30 days or more. So let's say that given year, 30 days before Tu B'Shvat was a Shabbos. that third day was Shabbos. So they're saying, I guess the idea is, most farmers want to get that day in, because 30 days to be worth a year is very valuable for them. So that last day, they're going to start planting a lot on that Shabbos. So a person is going to start calculating back, wait a second, Mistama, they planted 30 days beforehand. 30 days this year wasn't a Shabbos. They planted on Shabbos. Shabbos is permitted. So you can calculate sometimes backwards on Shabbos. Again, there's a lot of difficulties with that. We'll leave it as is. But so in light of that question, the Gemara says, okay, fine, so I'll give you another reason why there's no concern. Because Tashma davar acher, nech shedu Yisrael al shviyas velo nech shedu al Shabbosos. We know even if a person does calculate backwards and 30 days before Tu B'Shvat happens to be Shabbos, we're not choshe that people are going to violate Shabbos, and therefore Shogeg on Shabbos is Mutter, but Shogeg on Shemitah would be Knas and Aser. You have to be Yaker the trees.
Even if you say that you can't calculate back, we're not choshe.
Exactly.
So are we saying here that Remeir holds you're not going to Shogeg at Tumeis B'Doraisas typically because people are Mona from doing Aveira D'Oraisas, but this specific daraisa, they're more susceptible to falling into?
I think so. And I mean, his standard understanding is there's no atu shogeg, shogeg atu mezid, shemitah is a special exception, that we're machmer. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. So this is also Rabbi Yehuda is not a kasha as well. So why was he not, so going back to Rabbi Yehuda's position now, he was the one who said that on Shabbos, that we're going to, the other way, on Shemitah, he says, you're going to Shogeg Yekayim, Mezid Yaakir, but Shabbos, both Shogeg and Mezid Yaakir. He's the exact opposite of Rabbi Meir. Not exact opposite, but Shabbos and Shemitah are switching. So he too is not a question, because in general, he is Gozer, Shogeg Atu Mezid. So why, when it comes to the case of Shemitah, is he not Gozer, Shogeg Atu Mezid? Meaning Shemitah, we understand why he's Gozer, Shogeg Atu Mezid. But why is he not by Shabbos? So he explained, Ba'asra, do Rabbi Yehuda, wait, is that the right? I'm not sure the Gemara is asking compared to what he says in general. I think they're asking within this Braisa, why is he distinguishing between Shabbos and Shemitah? By Shemitah, he's Mekel, or by Shemitah rather, he is...
It's
comparing on the Mevasha B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Lo Yochale Tatasi B'Shabbos Knas Mishum Mezid.
So there, Rabbi Yehuda was not Gozer Shogeg Atu Mezid by the case of Shabbos, by Mevash B'Shabbos.
Right.
And here, Yehuda is not Gozer either by Shogeg and Shemitah, but he is Gozer on Shabbos, Shogeg and Shabbos in this particular case. So the Gemara...
Rabbi Yehuda said that on Shabbos, B'Shogeg he can eat. He doesn't even have to...
Right, but in this case of Noteya B'Shabbos, he's Paskin, you have to be Yaker.
Right.
So... Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda lokashya be'asra Rabbi Yehuda chamir le'shvius, that Shemitah was very, very chamir in the eyes of people. How do you know? That who damar le lechavrei dar bar derasa. They were like making fun of each other. So he calls him, you're a ger ben a gioras. Doesn't even make sense. A ger can never be a son of a gioras. I guess unless they converted together, maybe. But they were making fun of each other. So he says back to him, amar le ana loachli peir de'shvius lekavaseh. Well, at least I don't eat Shemitah like you eat Shemitah. So you see clearly, if eating Shemitah was considered an insult, so the understanding was that in Rabbi Yehuda's Makom, no one ate Shemitah. People were very machmir in Shemitah. So that's why there's no need to go there in the case of Shemitah. But in the case of Shabbos, people were not machmir, so there was reason to be gozer Shogeg Atu Mezid. It doesn't answer his position before about Maisa Shabbos, when a person was vast on Shabbos. That the Gemara doesn't address here, though.
Well, it is answering.
Why? Shimon Gozer Shogeg Atu Mezid.
Because Rabbi Yehuda, we said before, holds that Be'doraisas, you are Gozer Shogeg Atu Mezid, and that's why he says you can't eat until Motzei Shabbos, right? He didn't say you could eat right away, but Shogeg said you could eat Motzei Shabbos. He said, but there are abundance, he's not Gozer Shogeg Atu Mezid.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong one before, you're right. I was looking at a different...
Okay. I thought that he said that.
Yeah, okay, you're right. So his understanding is generally we are Gozer Shogeg Atu Mezid, the special Kula, right, special Kula by Shemitah, that since people were very careful, there's no need to make a further gzera for Shogeg during the year of Shemitah. So Gemara now brings a raya, continuing on this discussion, about Rabbi Meir, who in general, his understanding is that we are not Kanes Shogeg Atu Mezid, so on Dirabanans. So the Gemara says, Tashma Achal Tshuma Temea, this is a very, very complicated braisa. I think we saw this in Pesachim, the first year we learned together, something similar to this, very, very challenging. So the Gemara says, Achel Chuma Tameya Mishalim Chulin Tahorin. So if I ate, let's say, someone else's chuma that was tame, so I need to pay him back chulin that had tahar, chulin that he's able to eat. Now, again, there's a lot of Rashi that are very complicated. I'm going to try to hopefully oversimplify this. So the Gemara says, shilem chulin tame and mahu. Let's say I paid him back chulin that were tame. So it's limited. He's allowed to eat chulin that's tame. There's no din deraisa of having chulin tahorin. He just is only allowed to eat it while he's tame. If he's tahor, he wouldn't want to eat it. So he's just limiting when he's allowed to use it.
The
coin. Right, so the coin now receives chulin torin. So he's supposed to receive chulin torin. He's allowed to eat it.
But the coin is allowed to eat chulin tmeim when he's tame.
Right, he's oh exactly. But when he's tahor, he wouldn't. He's allowed to, but he wouldn't want to make himself tame.
Right, okay.
So it's just limiting him when he could use it, but it's still something he could eat. So ma, what's the halacha if he bidyevit? He paid with chulin tmeim. Will that satisfy the fact that that guy stole my chuma? Will that be a, considered a good payment? So Amar Sumchis Mishum Rabbi Meir Bishogeg Tashlumav Tashlumim Bimezid Ein Tashlumav Tashlumim. If he paid accidentally, alright, well, let it be, it's considered a Tashlumim, but if he did it on purpose just to stick it to the guy, stick it to the Kohen, so then we say it's not a good Tashlumim. So we see here Bishogeg, it works. However, Chachamim Omrim Echadzeb Echadzeb Tashlumav Tashlumim, even if it was done Bimezid, payment's considered a good payment, but on top of that, Chozer Mishalim Chulin Torah, we make the guy pay another payment. As opposed to Rabbi Meir, he says we give the Chulin Tumayim back to the guy and just pay now Chulin Torah. Chacham or Machmir, they say, keep the money and they have to get another Knas of paying Chulin Torah.
Women, when they're in Nida, they're metame the...
Yes, they're metame the Chulin.
So they can eat actually... So there's a pretty big demand for Chulin Tumayim.
What do you mean?
Because of all the women, half of the month are eating, could eat.
They could eat it. Could right. Eat. And therefore, what does it do with women here?
And therefore, there is more demand. That if meaning that there is a big possibility for the kohanim to eat chulin tmeim because there's many, you know, they all.
Well, they wouldn't want to be tamei. I mean, maybe they could give it to their wives.
No, the wives,
but,
saying,
right?
Because the wives normally, when they're tahor, they cannot eat tamei.
Right, but there's still less demand because assuming all the men are tahor.
Yeah, of course.
Right, much and less. Half the women are tahor.
So 25%.
Right.
And the women only eat salad also.
I don't live in those days, but yeah,
one town.
Back then it was actually very considered very attractive to be very heavy.
Right.
So yeah. And that's the Gemara's talk about. They used to have these neck things to make their necks come out and have like triple necks. So they like to eat a lot.
Because poor people couldn't afford to eat, so rich people had food.
Right.
So they showed that they were
Chashivas.
Rich.
Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so Chachamim say, not only does the Tashlumin good, but you have to now go ahead and pay on top of that, Chulin Tahorin. V'havinam ba b'mezid amai ein tashlumav tashlumim. So the Gemara wants to know, in the case of Rabbi Meir, when you pay b'mezid, he pays back chulin tameim, why is it no good? Tavola bracha, give him a bracha. It's a wonderful thing he's doing. Why is it a bracha? He's doing the kohen tova. Do achel mine mide de lo chazulei b'mine tumaso. V'komashan le mide de chazulei b'mine tumaso. He took away, he stole from the guy Chuma Tameya that he wasn't able to eat when he was tameh. You can't do anything with Chuma Tameya, you can never eat it. Now he's giving him something that's more edible, if you will, than Chuma Tameya. He's at least allowed to eat it now during the days of Tuma, which Chuma he wasn't able to eat. So there's something wrong with this Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav of Amrile Kedi, Chesur Mechser, something's missing. What's missing? V'halchi Katani. The way the Brice is supposed to be said is as follows. Yachal Chuma Tameya, if Ruvain eats Chuma Tameya from the Kohen, Mishalim Koldu, he has to pay Koldu. What's a Koldu mean? So Rashi explains that a koldu is a kol shulchulin, whether it's tame, whether it's tahor, you pay back any regular food to the kohen. But let's say he eats, because chuma tame he could do nothing with. The kohen had zero value, very little value, all he could do, use it for is to feed his animal or to fuel his fire. So if you're giving him chulin tame, or chulin tahorim, that's giving him value in him being able to eat it. So that's a good thing. But let's say he eats achol chuma tahora. He takes the kohen's chuma he was supposed to eat. So then you have to only pay Mishayim Chulun Torah because you give him Chulun Temeyim, he's not able to eat Chulun Temeyim. He's limited when he's allowed, he could eat it, but it's limited. Chuma Torah he could eat whenever he's Torah. So pay him back Chulun Torah where he could also eat when he's Torah. Now the question is, but let's say Shilam Chulun Temeyim, Mahu. He pays him back Chulun Temeyim, which can't be eaten when he's Torah, but it may be eaten when the Kohen is Tame. So it's just changing when he's allowed to use it. So is that going to be a acceptable payment? So here the machlokas comes, Sumchas Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, B'shogeg tashum of tashumim, u'b'mezid ein tashum of tashumim, same distinction before, but different application. V'chacham omrim echad zeh tashum of tashumim, even if you pay, b'mezid, it's going to be a good payment. V'chozer m'shalim chul n'tahorin, and on top of that, we give him another penalty, you still have to pay back chul n'tahorin. So what's going on here? And on this machokas, amar rav acha b'reid rav ika, halcha b'kon su shogeg atu mezid ika b'nao. The nafkamino is that not really nafkamino, but the root of the machlokas is, are you going to go there shogeg atu mezid? Everybody agrees mezid is not a good tashumim. If you pay back chul and temeim for the truma tahora, everybody agrees but mezid it's not good. So are you going to say when he gives it shogeg, will it also not be good? Or no, we're not go there. So Rav Meir is not gozer shogeg atu mezid in this case. So Chacham Ar, right. So therefore, what are you trying to say here? So how are we making this full circle? It's supposed to be a raya that we see. He's not gozer shogeg atu mezid. So the Gemara says, no, don't bring me a raya from here that in general Rav Meir's position is he's never gozer shogeg atu mezid. Hachi hashta hasam gavra l'shlume kamechavein. Anu nikim v'l'niknesei. We're going there shogeg when we're concerned a guy is doing something wrong. This guy is trying to do something nice by pay back. He ate the guy's tshuva. He did a wrong thing, but now he's doing tshuva and he wants to pay the guy back. So we're going to make the guy have a hard time doing tshuva and doing tashlumim. So there's no need to be goes there in the case of shogeg when the guy is trying to do something very positive.
So Rav Meir holds that in a regular situation, the guy's rule shogeg from.
I mean, it's possible. Right. We're saying there's no raya from here. This is unique.
The Rabbanans, right?
In the world of the Rabbanans.
In the world of the Rabbanans.
Okay, so whenever you're trying to do something positive, then it's not fair to give the guy a penalty.
There's no knas.
Rashi speaks out, the reason this is derabanan is because midoraisa, it's a tashlumen. It's definitely a tashlumen, according to everybody. Shogeg, mezid, everything's a tashlumen.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that puts derabanan here is do we apply a knas? Do we make him give another payment, even by mezid? That's only derabanan.
I mean, the Raisa, he paid his dues.
He paid.
I mean, that's
whatever.
He owed him and he paid.
Yeah.
But the Chamin required it to be paid in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Okay.
As a right.
Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says now, Tashma, Dam Shinitma Vizarku, Bishogig, Hurta, Bemezil Hurta. Let's say, comes to Karbanos, the Dam becomes Tameh. So the halach is you're not supposed to be zorik it onto the mizbech. Well, let's say he did it anyways. The kohen took the blood, was zorik it accidentally. He didn't remember it was tameh. He didn't remember the halacha. Whatever the shogeg is, hurtza, the baal gets the kapara that he's expecting to get. But if the kohen does his bemezid, so then he doesn't get the kapara. So we see from here that we are not gozer shogeg to mezid. Actually, is this a din derabanan here? Right, so Rashi says, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi around six lines from the bottom, b'mezid lo hurtza, why doesn't it work? Midrabanan doesn't work. B'kon sehu le'aser baser b'achila av abaylam niskapu. Really, actually, the kapar works. What we're talking about, lo hurtza, what it means is he doesn't get to eat the meat. The baal can't eat the meat in this case. Or the kohen can't eat the meat in this case.
Because the tzitz is machshiro.
Exactly. But midraisa, it's actually, the guy gets kapar. He has no need to bring another carbon. So, we see here that he is not goes there. Shogeg atu mezid. We allow him to eat it in the case of shogeg. Amlecha Rabbi Meir, the same svara, hachi hashta, hasam gavra lekapura kamechavin, ana nekim v'niknesei. The poor guy is trying to get kapara. He's bringing a carbon. It becomes tameh. We're going to penalize him in the case of shogeg when he's trying to do something good. So therefore, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir passing to this application, we will not go there, shogeg atu mezid.
The tzitz is only mechaper on shogeg, not on
mezid, right? No, the Gemara says elsewhere that I forget exactly the line, but tzitz is mechaper, bein b'shogeg, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, bein all those different things, that whole long list.
So that's why the whole thing is midaraisa.
Yeah.
Even when he doesn't
show. Are these svaras, because the guy is doing a kumvase? Is that, I mean, he's trying to do something, but he's doing something wrong. What's the underlying story? These are kumbases, other things are shev al tases.
I don't know if it's a question of positive versus, meaning a positive act versus a passive act, let's say. I think it's he's trying to accomplish something good versus something bad. In the case of Mevasha B'Shabbos, in the case of Shemitah, all those things, he's doing something bad. So we're penalizing him. Here, the guy's trying to do something positive. Not that it's a kumbase necessarily in that breakup, but he's trying to do tshuva.
his heart's in the right place when he's doing
exactly. So we're not going to penalize a guy for doing something positive,
even if he's doing it wrong.
Right. Exactly. That's what I think. The Gemara now says Tashma Hamaaser b'Shabbes b'Shogeg Yochel Memezid Lo Yechem. The law is you're not allowed to take Meiser on Shabbos. It's aser, it's a tikkun mana, it's fixing. So if a guy does it accidentally, he didn't know the halacha, he forgot the halacha. So whatever you say, let it slide, and it's considered a hufrasher, and then it's no longer tevel. You could eat the fruit even on Shabbos. But if he did this on purpose, yeah, I know the halacha, and I want to do it anyways, then it's not effective. So same thing. Why don't we say gozer shogegat umezid? Even the shogeg case, it shouldn't work. And we're talking about maaser, I guess, midirban only. Rashi explains the last few lines. Hamaser b'Shabbos iser shvus derbanim. The iser to take maaser is only iser midirban. There's no malach involved. It's iser shvus. So therefore, so we're talking about iser midirban. So why are we not gozer in the case of shogeg? So here too, the Gemara explains hasam. The guy is trying to do something positive. He's trying to remove the iser and.
His goal might have been to eat.
His goal might have been to mekayim oneg Shabbos. I hear.
It's not so altruistic.
He's got to do my stuff. He's got to take it off.
He's trying to do the right thing, though.
He's trying to do the right thing.
Right. Trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, but there is an ulterior motive when he's doing this, which in the cases before there wasn't, I think.
The guy who was cooking on Shabbos, he's trying to eat also.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right.
Yeah,
who brings a korban is trying to get kafara. All right.
Yeah, I'm saying
we're getting something out of it. Somehow food seems less.
But I guess the point is, it made them view so much as the result of having to eat, but the fact that it itself, in its own right, hafreshes chumas amaisis is considered a mitzvah. He's trying to do a mitzvah right now.
Right.
Forget why he's doing it, but he's doing a mitzvah as opposed to Vashel Shabbos. It's pure Isser Malacha. Right.
Rashi says before, it's like six lines up in Rashi, it's very six words. He goes, Mitame Madame Shogig Eno Masasik Bitova. Right. Because the cases where, if you look at the very bottom Rashi.
Bottom Rashi, yeah.
Like go six lines up in the middle. Or seven lines up. If the case where we saw a mayor is Kones Shogigatu Mezid by Dirabanans was Metame, Medame, Manasseh. Those are the cases. So the distinction Rashi is making over there, which is really, I guess, the guiding principle going forward here, is those he's not misasik betova. He's not involved in something good, like you were saying. You know, even though the miser he had to do, but it's misasik betova because he's trying to have a suder Shabbos.
Right, but then if once you say this suder Shabbos is really the ikka, then you have the question of mevashel b'Shabbos.
But mevashel b'Shabbos is Deraisa. We said by Deraisa is Reb Meir doesn't need to be mechazik.
Okay, so that way. Okay, so I guess then the question would be, let's say you do a Bishul Midrabanan on Shabbos. So then, would that be considered a good thing or a bad thing? I'm doing it for my own Shabbos.
That should be similar to
Tekad Meiser. So I would think it's different, because Meiser I'm viewing as more of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that I'm taking place, but there's no mitzvah in the Bishul of Shabbos. There's no mitzvah in that. But according to what Adam's suggesting, since the goal is to do Oneg Shabbos, that's the goal here, so maybe Bishul B'Derbanan would be permitted according to Reb Meir on the Shogeg level. Okay, I said I don't know. All right, Yesh Lachkor. The Gemara now says the last few lines of Amun Aleph here, Tashma Hamat Bil Kalim B'Shabbos. A person does Tefillas Kalim, which is Asr on Shabbos, because of a Shvus.
So we still have no Raya on
the... Exactly, no Raya still.
It could be my comment's wrong about it, the Tova being Shabbos. It could be the Tova is, like you were saying, about Misakein, Meiser.
Right.
That's the Tova.
Right.
Not
so, but Yesh Lachkor. It's an open question, we could see. So the Gemara says, now Hamat Bil Kalim B'Shabbos, a person does Tefillas Kalim, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, because it's Tikkun Mana. B'shogeg, if he did it accidentally, he didn't know the talacha, b'shtamesh behen, he's able to use them. But b'mezel lo yishamesh behen, he can't use them. I assume he can't use them on that Shabbos, but probably after Shabbos, kadesh yasu, he can use them. So why are we not gozer shogeg to mezid here? The iser of tefillas kelim is only medir banan iser. So achi hashe hasam gavra l'ture mane kamechavin arnon lekum v'niknesay. The guy trying to be metahir his kelim. He's trying to do something positive. Either that means what I'm doing, he's doing a mitzvah of tefillas kelim. There's a mitzvah of tefillas kelim. Or he's trying to use them for the purposes of onik Shabbos, whichever way you understand it as. So we're not going to gozer for trying to do something positive, and therefore, in that case, there's no gzera. But in general, Reb Meir might hold that their taka is a gzera of shogeg atumezit.
Because it's the same case as the one before. before.
You're saying, well, what did Nu bring to the table here? Okay. There might be something. I don't know what it is. But
the Gemara doesn't ask for it.
Exactly. On the surface, we don't know any differences. Gemara says the last line now of Amud Aleph, Rami de Rameir, rather, Rami de Rehuda, de Rehuda, b'derabanan. So let's ask a question for Rabbi Yehuda against himself in the world of derabanan. So he held that when it came to derabanan, that you were gozer, shogi got to mezid.
Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not gozer.
Rabbi Yehuda says you're not. He right. says by deraisas you are, and derabanan you're not. Okay, deraisas are more severe, you are gozer. Derabanan, generally speaking, he says you are not gozer, shogi got to mezid. So the Gemara now on the top of Amud Bey says, naflu, if egg goes, Rashi says, a nut falls into something that's usher, so in a pile of other nuts. Rashi says he's talking about a case of arla, a nut from the first 3 years of the tree, it's usher to eat. It falls now into a big vat of other nuts. And the lach is that it's not mevatel, but since the nut itself is a davar chashiv is not batel. But let's say this nut breaks open, it's no longer a davar chashiv, it's no longer a birya, so in bitta will apply as long as you have the proper ratio. So let's say echad shogeg vechad mezid lo yalu divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, Meir paskins whether or not I intentionally broke this nut up in order to mevatel. There's an issue of ein mevalin isa lechachila. I cannot create a bittel lechachila. I can't take a little bit of meat and put it in my chont where it's less than 60. That's going to be bittel lechachila. I can't do the ein mevalin isa lechachila. So I cannot break this nut up and mevatel it. Whether I did this on purpose or whether it happened accidentally, it will never be bittel in this big vat of nuts. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir vi Rabbi Yehuda rather, both of them say this. And Rabbi Yossi vi Rabbi Shimon omen b'shogeg yalu, if it's done accidentally, if it happened accidentally, then it's going to have bittel, b'mezid lo yalu. So we see from here, though, that Rameir is gozer shogeg atu mezid, that even shogeg it doesn't, the bittel medir banon doesn't work. Because v'ha-hacha medir aysa chavitre bittel. On a deraisa level, based on this week's parsha, we have rov. So if one arla nut falls into two other nuts of non-arla, midiraisa, that's bittel. And the only requirement to have, to say it's not bittel, is only midirabanan. So we rabanan hu de gazer.
And the mezid is not that it fails, that he broke them. To make them not a birya.
Exactly. So rabanan hu de gazer, but yet, kakanas rabihuda, rabihuda will still kones in the case of shogeg, even though this is the world of the rabanan. So Gemara says, "Hasam haynu taima de Rabbi Yehuda mishum de aser le'arume." There is a special exception. He's machmer in this particular case because we're concerned that people are going to play games here. So in general, he's not makbid on shogeg atu mezid and by derabanan. He allows there is no gzera on a shogeg, but this particular case, he was concerned of people playing games. Says Rashi, "What the games? De aser le'arume. People are going to play some type of trickery. Uliskaven v'yomer shogeg ha'yisiv v'lo niskavdin yikreid lahalosan." He's going to say, oh, I didn't do that. That happened on its own. I wasn't the one who broke up that egos.
Right. So everybody agrees that they when they fell and they mixed up, it was b'shogeg. It was an accident. The question, it's just that when the question is, did they break by themselves or he amazed it, went ahead and break them so that they should be bottled?
Exactly.
That's the question.
Exactly.
So we're saying that the reason is because we don't want people to start breaking the nuts and to make it...
And claim that they did it happened accidentally.
Right.
So, but Rabbi Huda's general shita is that normally by their abundance he is not gozer shogeg atumezid, and this is a special exception of asr l'arume. So you have to then question every single application, is there a concern of asr l'arume? If there is, then Rabbi Huda l'chora would say there's a gzera by that shogeg as well. And if there is no concern, then he would permit a case of shogeg in their abundance. So now the Gemara wants to know, what about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, who we just saw, he was the other pinion in the brisa above by the egos that fell in. He thought that b'shogeg, if the guy purposely broke the nut and it was mevatel, it doesn't work, the bittel won't be effective. But if it happened accidentally, then the bittel will be effective. So Gemara says, Rami der b'yossi ad der b'yossi. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Arla, the beginning of the first parak, Nitiya shel Arla v'shel kilei akarim, which are both aser, Shins arvu minatios acheros, that got mixed up with other trees. Hareze lo yilake, the person's not allowed to pick it. Meaning what? Rashi says, Hareze lo yilake, the chosman shehi bimkoma, so long as it's kemechubar, chashiv elabala, as long as it's connected to the ground, it's considered chashiv. Bittel doesn't apply to something connected to the ground. Vichilake, when you pick the fruits, umivatel le bimasayim have mivatel isle chachila. By you picking off the fruit, and then putting in the big vat of other fruit of non-arla, non-kilei karim, that's mevatel lechachila. You have to leave it as is on the ground. But, imlikat, if a person did B'diavad pick the fruit, yalu be'echad u'masayim. A person is, the bita will be effective, u'bevash le'iskavin l'lakit, as long as he didn't have intention on collecting it. Okay. Or Rashi explains, he didn't have kavanah of bittel. So we say, leave it as is. Leave it stuck there in the tree, but if you happen to collect it, and then it falls into the vat of other things, we will allow bittel to take place. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, af ha-miskavin l'lakit alav, be'echad u'masayim. He says you even lechachila have to be mevatel in 1 to 201. He permits the bittel lechachila. So before Rabbi Meir said bemezid, we were gozer. Here he says bemezid, we permit it. So his question is not on shogi. His question is really on the world of mezid. So Gemara says ha itmar Allah amar Rava chazaka in adam oses karma b'netia achas v'chein kiyasa rabin amar b'yochan chazaka in adam oses karma b'netia achas. A person is not going to prohibit, he's not going to ask his entire vineyard because of one netia. A person wouldn't do that at all. So Rashi explains, what's the svar here? Ein adam oses karma b'netia achas ein lecha adam notei arla ben shar it netias below simon v'oser karma b'shul netia achas. A guy's not going to start planting a new tree. He's got a vineyard that's 15 years old. There's no arla chashash at all. He's going to go ahead and plant another vineyard vine right there in the center and not mark it that this is a arla tree. It's a kalim tree. No one's going to do that at all. The chayven de lo shchicha, since it's so uncommon, says Rashi, lo achmir barabon, they were not machmir, even by the mezid. Aval nefilas iser behetar b'shchicha. So this case is just so unlikely that a person's going to plant a new tree in his 15-year-old vineyard and have a chashash of all the trees being usher now. So since it's so far-fetched, if a person were to pick it off and then b'mezid, throw it into the vat, there's no concern, there's no gzera.
Very interesting, because the concept of milstein lo shchicha lo gazer barabanan is, I always understood as the pshat that they're trying to make a hachaka, they're trying to distance someone from an avera. If it's not a shiach thing, they don't really have to do that because it's not going to potentially lead to other averas.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're talking about applying a knas to someone who did something on purpose. We know this person did something on purpose. And we're talking about applying a knas to him, which is different than applying a gzeira. The fact that it's lo shchicha, very good, it's lo shchicha, but this person did something terribly wrong, and we're typically kones that person for it. I would have thought it's different. Saying milsa lo shchicha lo kanes rabban is what we're saying now. Because it's lo shchiach, this scenario, so therefore what? When someone does it, he doesn't deserve to still be punished for what he did? I would think he still punished the person.
No, so you're viewing a punishment kanas as being a punishment as opposed to a deterrent of it happening another time. I mean, if the kanas is really there to deter me from doing it in the future or anybody else doing it, so then that might be more similar to your situation.
But anyways, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that bemezid lo yalu.
Even Rabbi Meir.
Even Rabbi Yossi agrees that the mezid lo yalu.
Only if it's a case of milsa de shchicha. In this case, where it's a milsa de shchicha of echad masayim, we're saying Rabbi Yossi says you don't.
Right.
Even, it is yalu.
Even if he went ahead and bemezid, he mixed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this case, right. he was malakid at bemezid, knowing that
it's still yalu.
Okay. Let's do this next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, HaKohanim Shepaglu B'mikdash Mezidin Chayavim. The Kohanim Mefagel someone's carbon. We saw this earlier. The Lach is he's chayav to pay the carbon. Okay, pay back the guy. So Taner Rabbanon Haya Osi Ma B'Taros. The guy is involved with Osek and Taros. V'amar Lo Taros Shasiti Imcha. The Taros that was Osek with you, Nitzmu, they became Tameh. Haya Osi Ima B'Zvachim. I was involved in those carbonos with you. V'amar Lo Zvachim Shasiti Imcha. Nispaglu, I was Mefagel. He's Neman in both cases. Aval, but a slight change. Aval Amarlof, he says to him, the taros shasisimcha bayom ploni that I did with you last week, nitmu, or is the zvachim shasisimcha bayom ploni I did last week with you, nispaglu, enu neman. There he's not believed. The first case, what's the difference between the two cases? They sound very similar. So maishna reisha, maishna seifa, amar baye kol shebiyado neman. Because biyado it's neman. The first case is where he's still being osig with them. And it's biyado to be metame de taros. It's biyado to be metfagel the zvachim. So since it's biyado, we know there's a concept here in the Gemara's and Yevamos. Talk about biyado, it's a kach a person has. Since he's able to, it's like amigo, since he's able to be metame now. He's able to be metfagel right now, he's believed to say that he did it already. But the case of where I did it last week already, it's already old news. It's no longer, the zvachim is already given, the taros already eaten. You can't, it's not biyado anymore. He has no koach to be metame lemafreya. That's according to Abaye. Rav Amar Kigon Dishkach Chayv Lo Amar Lev Lamide Ulvasar Hachi Ishkach Chayv Amar Lev. It's where he encountered the Kohen last week. He didn't say anything to him. You see him a week later. He sees him a second time. He said, "Oh, by the way, that which I did with you a week ago, that's Tameh." So why didn't you say it the first time I saw you? That's already making us wonder. Maybe he's really making this up. He loses his nemanus in that case. Two different explanations why he's believed in the first case but not in the second case. So Hud Amar Le Lechavri, a guy says to his friend, Taros Shasisim Cha B'Yom Ploni, that Taros I did with you last week, Nitmu their Tame. So us the Kami, the Rabbi Ami, they ask Rabbi Ami, Amar Le Shura Sadin Eino Neman. He's not believed like we saw above. Since the guy happened a week later, he told him it's Tame, and he's no longer believed because it's not B'Yado anymore. So Amar Lefana of Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Atel Merkain, fine, you say this, you say he's not believed. But Halchi Amar Rabbi Yochan argues on you and says, Bishum Rabbi Yossi, Ma'ese, what am I supposed to do? Shatora Heminaso. The Torah believes the guy even a week later. So we're going to bring a riot from the Torah that he is believed even a week afterwards against what we've been saying. Heichi Heminaso. Where do we find that we believe the Kohen a week later? Or after the fact where it's no longer Biyado? So Amar Yitzhak Bar Bisni, Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim Yochiach. Why? How's Yom Kippur and Kohen Gadol? How's that going to, Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, rather, how is that going to prove to us you're believed even after the fact? So the Chi Amar Pigol Meman, when he says he's Mefagel in the carbon in Yom Kippur, he's believed. How do you know that he had the ability to do this? V'haksiv kol adam lo yeba olamoid. When he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's doing all the things he's doing. There's not a person who's allowed to be not only a Kodesh Kedoshim with him, but he can't even be in the room over in the Heichal. No one's allowed to be there. He's completely all by himself. So when he says it's Pigel, we have to trust him. Even though he comes out later on, and it was a few moments after it's been done, and it's no longer Biyado, we trust him if he says it's Pigel.
Have a million people, they'll never know what he was thinking.
Right, so the fact that we trust him, so again, one more, Elolah Mishum de Meheman. Why do we trust the Kohen Gadol?
You mean the fact that nobody's there, it's not only talking about people, anything else, since you believe everything else, you'll also believe in nobody.
I mean, if someone was there, so someone could say, we saw him do it, we saw him, he said, on the Kavanah, that this is going to be eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. But no one was there. So, he did it by himself. He comes out and says, oh, 5 minutes ago I was mafagel the carbon. Well, it's too late already. It's not biyado anymore. You can't be mafagel after the fact. The fact that we do trust him to be say it's pigel tells us that even that a delayed claim would be believed. Now, this is not a week later. This is 5 minutes later. But still, we trust him even though it's no longer biyado anymore.
Right. The case where it's biyado, Rashi spoke about before, it was he comes out and he says between shechita and zrika. So he still had a chance to pagel it again if he wants to by zrika.
Uh-huh. But this case, it's
involved in the union.
So Gemara said, what do you mean? Dilma de Shaminu de Mefagel? Maybe they heard him. Maybe he was calling out very loudly from the Kodesh Kedoshim, I'm being Mefagel this Sa'ir right now. Because Ilav de Mehemin, Afagav de Shaminai, Nami lo Mehemin, the Dilma de Basar Hachi Kamar.
This is
part of the Teretz now, yeah? Okay, so again, perhaps he said that maybe they heard him say it. Gemara says, "Ilav de memen afagav de shamine nami lo memen de dimel basi hachi kamar." What do you mean? You could have heard him in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kodesh Kedoshim, but you don't know at what point he said it. He could have been saying it after the fact, after he already did the par and tayer. You don't know what happened at the same moment that he was doing the actual avoda. So you can only trust him if he's heard afterwards, right? Again, ilav de memen. If you don't believe him, afagav de shamine nami lo memen de dimel basi hachi kamar. So. And there, how's explaining the answer right now?
Because maybe when they heard him say it, they didn't see what he was doing, so they just heard maybe where it was over the Hoda Voda when he said
it. It was after the fact.
Yeah.
So we clearly see that we trust him even though it happened after the fact.
Right.
Not for the fact he had them on us to say after.
Right.
Then even when he says it then.
During, you can't trust him.
You can't trust because you don't know what's going on.
So what do you mean? Dilma de Chazina de Pishpesh. The Pishpesh, that little hole, little window that they're able to see from the outside. Maybe they're looking through there with their binoculars, and they saw what he was doing the voda while he said it's pigel. So you have no idea. So maybe only at that moment is he trusted when it's still biyado, but after the fact he's not believed. So the Gemara leaves as a kasha, unclear how we paskin machlokas Rabbi Yasi versus Rabbi Yochanan. Bar now says another story here. Ahu das lekamid Rabbi Ami Amar le sefer Torah shekasafti leploni as karishalo lo ksaftim lishman. The guy says to Rabbi Ami, that Sefer Torah that I wrote for my friend Reuven, I actually didn't have the proper Lishma when I wrote the Shemos Hashem. That's very, very bad.
Expensive.
Right? Expensive, yes. So Amalei Sefer Torah Biyad Mi. So he says, who has the Sefer Torah right now? Amalei Biyad Lokech, the guy who I sold it off to. Amalei Neman Ata Lehafsid Shtcharcha Ve'i Ata Neman Lehafsid Sefer Torah. You know, you're going to lose your payment. The $50,000 you're supposed to get, you're not getting anymore. But since it's no longer Biyad, though, you have no ability to passel his Sefer Torah anymore. So, tough luck for you. So Amalei, so he says back, no, where are we? Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Nehi dehefsid schar eskaro, schar sefer Torah kule mihefsid. Wait a second. He said the rest of the sefer Torah was written l'shma. So let him at least get the schar for writing the rest of the sefer Torah, but just let him lose out all the shemos Hashem that he should lose out on. So Amalei says back to him, what kind of svar is this? If it's missing all the askaros, so then it's meaningless. The whole sefer Torah is puzzle. What kind of tain is that? So Gemara suggests maybe ulaver alayo kuma sulakache. Maybe take the pen and write trace over. I mean mekadesh shemos Hashem, because when it comes to sefer Torah, it does not have to be written in order. When it comes to tefillin and mezuzos, they have to be written in order. Sefer Torah does not have to be written in order. So do that. So, Kaman, name it Tzloka Bihuda. This must not like be like, must be not like a Bihuda. The Tanan, Harei Shayat Tzarecha, Tzarech Lichtov Etz Hashem. You have to write the Shem Hashem. Niskavein Lichtov Yehuda. Instead, you write Yehuda. Instead of Yudke Vavke, you end up writing Yehuda. Vital, you make a mistake. Velo Hippil Dodalad, Umavir Lav Kumas, Umakacho, Divri Rabbi Yehuda. So, not usually trucks around here. So, again, you Kavana to write your, again, Niskavein Lichtov Yehuda. But you made a mistake, velo hit bodalad, and you didn't place a dalad, you wrote yud kei vavka, and you took out the dalad accidentally, so you accidentally wrote Shem Hashem without the dalad there. So mavir lava kumos mekacho divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So all you have to do is just trace over again and have the proper kavana, and now you have a Shemos Hashem.
Meaning
you can.
He wanted to write Yehuda where it was supposed to write Hashem.
Exactly. So he wrote, so he ended up writing the right name, the right thing, but with the wrong intention. So all you have to do is just trace over and you're Yotze. So the fact that we don't suggest this here must be we don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda here. Just to finish the Braisa, Chachamim Omrim, Ein HaShem in HaMufkar. Nope, this works, but not really the best, not the most ideal type of shame. Even Chachamim agree that it works, but still, again, not the best. So the Gemara says no. Afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda, even though we might hold of Rabbi Yehuda in general that you could do this. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chada asker. Like one mess up you could do. Aval chule sefer Torah lo mishun demechsek k'mnumar. He won't allow that for the entire sefer Torah to be written trace over every single shemos Hashem. That won't be good because it looks like a menumar. Looks like it's written in pieces. Like a leopard, exactly. Like Gemara's in Esrogim, right? Spotted. So for midrabana reasons, we don't allow this to happen. Okay, we'll finish one more last story. The Gemara says, "Ahu, there was once this a guy came to Rabbi Abohu, Amrlei Sefer Torah Shekasafti Laploni, same guy, the Gevilin Shelo Lo Ivadr Lishman. All the cloth, I did not do the Ibud, I did not prepare them properly, it did not have the Lishma, and without the Lishma, the Shem Sefer Torah, these Gevilin are puzzle. So Amrlo Sefer Torah Biadmi. Well, who right now holds, who's holding on to the Sefer Torah? Amrlei Biad Lokech, Lokech has it. So he says to him, Amar lo mitoch shata nem lehafsid scharcha, ata nem lehafsid sefer Torah, the opposite. Since you have the right to lose your own schar, you're willing to give up the $50,000, whatever they cost, so you're also believed to be mafsid the entire sefer Torah. So how come this case is different? And maishna midi Rabbi Ami, before we said, you don't have the right to, it wasn't biyada anymore, so you don't have the right to knock out his sefer Torah, but here you do have the right to knock out his sefer Torah. Here the guy was never, nothing on the line for him. He only wanted to lose his money of the Shemos Hashem. So he's going to make $40,000 instead of $50,000, let's say. So it wasn't really, there's no net minus there. He was still making money.
Because when he made the claim, he thought that he would
He'd only lose
Shemos Hashem. Exactly. There's no net minus. And that he was making a little bit less money, but still plenty of money he was making.
Right.
But in this case, he knew that the entire Sefer was tougher was possible. He knew he's losing everything. So Kevin the Kamafsid Kule, Agri, he's losing the entire Schar. Vasa, and he still says it anyways, Amar Amar Kusha Kamar, he must be saying the truth. And we therefore would trust the guy in this last case. Okay, Shkoyach. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
So the guy told when he made the